Yeah, roger. Now, I also made sure my coax is a straight run from the antenna to the radio. No loops, no ganging up on each other, nothing. One straight shot. Like I said, I got a 1.2. That's what I read on my watt meter, on my SWR meter, brand new. And, you know, 1.2 is good. You know, the 99% of your power is going out the antenna, maybe a little more. So I didn't see no reason to jack around and try to trim it or do anything like that. It's working there, roger.
1.2 is about as good as I can ever get on any antenna. That is perfect, I believe. I believe that is, the technical term is it is perfect. But, yeah, definitely, that's all your signal's going through there. But also, you know, when I first started out a few years ago in radio, I had a nano DNA, you know, because they got popular then. And I didn't realize I would run to coax and get a bunch of connectors to get, you know, an antenna somewhere else, you know, and have it upstairs, or even HF antennas, I was bringing them out weird places and everything, and, you know, I'd get a good match a lot of times, and then I realized, oh, well, you know, if you have a lot of coax, I think it'll make your radio happy, but, you know, maybe not your signal, but definitely if you have it, you know, just as short as you can keep it, then you're fine. And like you said, it's not broke. Definitely don't have to fix it.